time to bring in our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
I'm good. You know what happened this morning?
Uh-oh.
Mike Kazi, our sports guy. You know Mike, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's, you know, he hates the Yankees. Hates the Yankees.
Right.
So, of course, the Yankees have been doing good lately. So he said, wait till they go on the road. They got to face three games against the Angels and four games against Houston. We'll find out how good they are. So, of course, they swept the Angels, which really made him hot under the collar. And they went into Houston, and they lost the first game there the other night, right? So he was just, you know, giving me a bunch of stuff yesterday on this, right? So last night they played game two of the series, right?
Uh-oh.
Yankees win 4-0.
Oh, no.
Guess who says he overslept and he missed his sports report this morning?
Mike.
Yeah, he couldn't face the music.
How do you like that?
He couldn't face the music.
Yeah, you know, then he would never make it as a forecaster.
That's right.
You know what I mean by that? I mean, how many times have I, you know, said, hey, you know, chance of flurries overnight, and then I get on with you the next morning and you say, your flurries, Pat, turned out to be 3 to 4 inches.
I know. He can't, my grandmother used to say, if you can't stand the heat,
get out of the frying pan.
Get out of the kitchen.
Get out of the kitchen, right.
Get out of the kitchen.
That's true.
Whenever something would go wrong, she was cooking. When she would be cooking with her sisters for big family affairs,
right.
And Aunt Grace would always be the one to start complaining. You'd hear from the pantry, my grandmother, can't stand the heat. Get out of the kitchen.
Get out of the kitchen. Well, you better make sure you lace into him tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Well, he'll be on tomorrow because, of course, we've got the Kentucky Derby coming up, and then so
right.
He's got two big races 2 days in a row. So he'll be on tomorrow. And I'm hoping the Yankees win tonight so I can really give them a double shot tomorrow.
Right, double whammy. Good.
A double whammy. So now.
Yes, I bet you had a very pleasant day in the city yesterday.
79 degrees most of the places that were. I took an extra long walk. I parked by Riverside Drive, and I walked in towards Amsterdam. And then over another block, heading south, and then I walked back towards Riverside Park and around. I bet you I probably walked about, I want to say, 10, 12 blocks yesterday.
And
the long blocks. I mean, it was, not the small ones.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, I went by something, Pat, that really got me.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't stop. I stopped, but I did. I wanted to get one of these. I went by a falafel stand.
Oh, yeah.
Falafel sandwich stand. And I looked, and they had a lot of other things, but the falafel. I like falafels.
Why didn't you get one?
Bob, no. I ride home. I haven't had falafel and all that sauce. I would have never made it home, Pat.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So that was good thinking on your part.
You know, and you can't get them and hold on to them. You got to, you get them. But anyways, it looked really good. But I didn't do it. I did my walk, and I got home last night. And I'll tell you, I was tired.
What I always like when I'm in the city, I love to get the big pretzels. They're hard to come by around here, but now there is a supermarket around here that's actually selling them, and they're wrapped in a bag, and you can get them for 99 cents,
which is
a lot cheaper than you get them in the city.
Yeah, but they're charcoal roasted in the city. They're really good.
Yeah.
Now, do you dip them in mustard or not?
No.
You should try that once.
A lot of people like that. I know that. A lot of people like that. No, plain is fine with me. And weather-wise, well, there's not much to talk about yet. It'll be sunny and summer-like today, mid-80s, low 60s tonight. Partly cloudy Thursday with a shower or thunderstorm, mainly in the afternoon, mid-80s. Then on Friday, we have this front that will begin to come down from northwest to southeast. So chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 80. Behind the front on Saturday, we get some sun, 75 to 80. But the front will stall over the mid-Atlantic and may try to come back up on Sunday. And if it does, it could be cloudy. It could be kind of that weather that you don't like. you know, 60s with some light rain or drizzle.
Well, that's not good.
That could come back on Sunday.
But Saturday for the Sharon Classic is a fine day, right?
Right now, Saturday looks okay. Yeah, I should take a look.
What do you mean right? What do you mean right now? What do you mean?
Take a look at the forecast for Louisville, and see what they're projecting for Saturday, right?
Yes,
because
absolutely.
It is Saturday, right? So today's Saturday in Louisville. Cloudy skies with a high of 78 and a 30-40% chance of showers.
All right. Well, they'll deal with that.
I guess so. It doesn't look like it'll be a deluge. So that's that. And pretty much that is it. Yesterday, I opened up my garage doors and I cleaned out my garage. Not really cleaned it out, but kind of organized it, because after the movie premieres, a lot of stuff was just put in different places. So got all of that straightened out. And once I open up the lake, at least a quarter of my garage will be empty, because a lot of the stuff has to go back up to the lake.
Now, because you live where you live, do you think... you'll open up the lake sooner, or is it going to be much easier for you to open up the lake?
No, same thing. I don't think I'll. I know I have to go up there on the 20th, May 20th, Sunday for that for the board meeting. So maybe when I go up there on the 20th, I will bring. I have a couple of chairs I want to bring up, and I have a couple of windows, that you know, the replacement windows that they took out when they did the house. I want to bring them up there and have some of the windows up at the lake house replaced with these. So I'll bring that up on the 20th. Take a look at the cabin, open it up, see if there's any, you know what? Yep. And then probably go up the Memorial Day weekend, providing the weather's nice.
But your traffic time there to go there now is
much so much nicer. Yeah.
What is it about 30 minutes?
It takes about 45.
Yeah.
I take 287. You're familiar with that.
Yep.
Take 287, which is so much more scenic than 80. Anything's more scenic than 80, in my opinion.
That's right.
And it's so much nicer. So there's so much less stress getting there and coming home. As compared to, when I used to have to take 80 and then and pray, which bridge and which way am I going? Am I going, am I going through the Throgs Neck? Am I going through the Whitestone? Am I going through the Triborough, Harlem River Drive, Major Deegan, Cross Bronx? listening to all the traffic reports, which were never right anyhow. I am really glad that has been eliminated. I really am.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, no, that's all fine. But of course, if you were to talk to the older of my two sisters, she still absolutely resents the fact that I moved.
Oh yeah, she's still mad at you.
Oh yeah.
Does she talk to you less?
She talks to me. She don't call me. She'll text me every once in a while. But the other night I called at my other sister's because it was my nephew's birthday, and they were all there for dinner. And I called her to wish him a happy birthday. And when I got off the phone, she said to my sister, this is the older one, said to my sister, she said, how ridiculous that he has to call to wish Rick a happy birthday because he had to move so far away. Otherwise, he would have been here.
That's right. She's going to take that. She's part Italian, right?
Yes.
That's the problem, Pat.
Yeah, definitely.
Italian people take their grudges. They don't release their grudges until 15 years after they die.
this is the ironic thing. When I lived on Long Island, she lived about with a car. She lived about 5 or 6 minutes away.
You never saw her.
Thank you.
That's right.
So I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. And you know what, Marshall? I didn't move to another state.
No.
I'm still in New York. I'm just an hour, 15 minutes away.
And she never came to see you.
No, it's 2 years now, and she has not seen the house yet.
And when she lived by you, she never came to see
you. She never came to see me.
She's just mad at the general principle.
I'm over it now. I said, my poor mom is probably, she's probably up there right now just, raising her eyebrows, because she did say to me several times before she passed, and this was like, I'm talking like a year or two before she passed, she said to me, I really, really feel sorry for all of you. I said, well, she's two reasons. When I go, she said, the stuff you have to get rid of, which is true, and she's, and this family will never be as close. And I looked at her, why? She says, just believe me. So God knows what she must have heard on the phone from the other two, that she wasn't sharing with me. But, those words just keep echoing in my mind. I'm saying, Mom, you were right again. But so many things my mom said were right, including the fact that she always said, you know what, Pat, you could try to predict the weather, but it will always do what it wants to. And she's right.
Words of wisdom from Mama Pagano. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Well, all right, Pat. Well, we've got the nice weather for the Kentucky Derby. Two great local parties going on here, by the way. The Exchange Club and Salisbury Rotary Club at Gear Village have their great Kentucky Derby party. And Maple Brook School has their great Kentucky Derby party. So we've got some real nice places to go see it and help out charities, nonprofits like that this Saturday. So.
All right, well, that's good. The weather looks good, and I'll keep you posted on that.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Marshall.
All right, bye-bye. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.